900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Indeed. It's priceless out at Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local 721. A cloud cover out there right now, 79 degrees. We are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday, the final day of the month of July 2024. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lyon County Clerk and Election Officer Tammy Beaupont. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. How are things in the office this week? I know it's been slow going, at least through the off-site and then also the first half of on-site voting.
It's still been, sadly to report, a little bit slow. We have had, it's actually a tie between the Anderson Building and early voting here in my office at 257 voters at each location. We've got a total of 514 total votes cast so far in early advance voting. And it's been a little bit slow.
All right, so what are the courthouse hours, your office hours, for people to advance vote, Tammy? And when will the opportunity to advance vote end?
Well, we're going to go 8 to 5 the rest of this week, and on Monday, August 5th, early voting will end at noon.
For folks, Tammy, that have never done the advance voting process in the office before and they want to make this their first time, what do they need to bring, and really what's the flow once you get into the courthouse?
Absolutely. So you just need to come to the courthouse, come through the election office, bring your photo ID. There haven't been any lines, so there's really no wait time. In just a couple of minutes, you can be in here, checked in, cast your ballot, and gone. Super simple.
Yeah, super simple. And there are some races, some primaries that affect us, obviously, here locally. And the primary election day starts and end times then on Tuesday the 6th, Tammy. And polling places still the same?
Yes, absolutely. So election day, polls are open at 7 o'clock in the morning. They close at 7 in the evening. All the same locations. We're getting geared up for all of that and getting ready. So if you want to come in and early vote, you can do that until noon on Monday, and then after that, Election Day on Tuesday, August 6th from 7 to 7.
So what is your, I guess, your workflow from here for this week? Obviously you're going to be dealing with the public as they come in and vote, but what are some of the things that your election staff are doing right now behind the scenes to get ready for Tuesday that may be a little bit different from your flow leading up to this final week?
Well, actually, we have a public test of our election equipment tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, so that takes place here in my office. My office staff will test that equipment and run a test deck on it, make sure that everything is tabulating correctly, and then that afternoon we'll be setting up the jury assembly room for election school, and on Friday we'll have two sessions of election school training sessions, and so that's a long day. I train between 80 and 90 election board workers every election, and it's a fun day. It's a long day, but it's a fun day. I'm always so glad and thankful that I have those people that are so dedicated to Lyon County and the voting process and upholding the integrity of our elections here in Lyon County, so I can't thank them enough. So that will end the week on Friday with election school, and then Monday we will end voting at noon. Like I said earlier, we will also be deploying our equipment out to our voting locations for election day on the 6th. So Quite a bit going on, but nothing that we sure can't handle.
I think deploying is a pretty good description there of what happens on Monday to get all that election equipment in. Who handles all that, Tammy? That's a pretty big job.
It is a big job, and we work with Thomas Transfer and have for several years. They've always done a super good job for us.
Okay.
They bring a truck in for the county, and they bring another truck for the city locations, and then we load them. We have a schedule that they go, a route schedule that they follow, and then we go and make sure that everything is set up and every location is locked down and secured, and then that part is ready to go. And then on Wednesday, the day after the election, we do the same thing in reverse. They go back out and pick up all of the equipment and then bring it back to the courthouse where we store equipment. It's checked in. It's double-checked to make sure we have everything back and everything is secure. And they're really good at what they're doing, and we really do appreciate their help.
You'd mentioned here, Tammy, about election security, election integrity. I know we had a chance to talk with a couple of your staffers a couple of weeks back for a Feel Good Friday segment that we ran on the work towards that end. Is it pretty easy now to make sure that everything's ready to go so that the election process has that integrity, the vitality that everybody has come to expect? And B, are we still having questions and attacks on that front? Because I know over the last 4 years, that's been kind of commonplace at the national level. Are we still seeing that to a certain degree locally?
A little bit, but let me go back. I have an excellent staff that absolutely know their jobs, and do an amazing job. The integrity is there, the loyalty to the county and to the taxpayers, but the voters in Lyon County is just top-notch. They would not compromise anything for anyone, and everyone has taken that oath of office to uphold the integrity of the elections, and they do a super good job. As far as the doubt that voters have on the integrity of the election, I think it's going to be there, and it's going to be there through the end of this year. But I can only just assure the voters here in Lyon County that we are hyper-vigilant to keep doing the same job that we always do, making sure the procedures and the processes are followed, and, like I said, just upholding the integrity of the elections.
Well, keep up the great work, Tammy. Always good to have you on to get us updated on activities. And, of course, the primary coming up on Tuesday, August the 6th. Advance voting ends at the clerk's office in the Lyon County Courthouse noon on Monday, August the 5th. Have a good day, Tammy.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for having us on.
Good to talk to you, Tammy Vopot, who is Lyon County Clerk and Election Officer, joining us on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, super easy to do so. If you got an event or an activity, something like that you'd like highlighted, let us know so we can get you on and get the word out. Call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. For tomorrow and Friday, we're full. Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is Lyon County Fair Board Representative Aaron Armitage, obviously talking about the fair. Friday, we'll have the monthly First Friday update and preview with Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas.
All right, looking forward to that. Our primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE live and local, 729, 79 degrees. Hide and seek. Oof. Yeah, that hidden medallion is still hidden, unclaimed. If you have a valid hunting license and you do find the medallion, bring it here to our studios, 1420 C of E Drive, and a prize package well over $3,000 will be all yours. All yours. Of course, we have our clues listed daily at after 11 o'clock at our sponsor locations, Mishavalita, Flint Hills Lanes, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Jack's Lawn and Pool, Next Tech Wireless, and Brown Shoe Fit. Stay tuned. Clue number three is next.
At Next Tech Wireless, You are in the driver's seat. With all the latest devices, the choice is yours. You pick between 18, 24, or 36-month terms and get your device on us. Next Tech Wireless. Home on the range.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, 730, cloud cover. Now 78 degrees here on a Wednesday morning. Hide and seek. Oh, we want to give you the clues to lead you towards our hidden medallion. And if you find it, bring it to our studio locations, 1420 CBU Drive, with that valid hunting license. If you don't have a valid hunting license, you find it, you bring it to us, it will be $500 in cash, but all of those prizes will be then drawn from all that stopped by our hide-and-seek remotes here this past month. Clue number three is this. On your hide-and-seek medallion quest, looking in East Emporia will not serve you best. Again, on your hide-and-seek medallion quest, looking in East Emporia will not serve you best. Digest that for a moment. One more time. On your hide-and-seek medallion quest, looking in East Emporia will not serve you best. Again, clues up at our sponsor locations, 11 o'clock here this morning, and we'll have another clue tomorrow morning right here. Hide-and-seek, KVOE, and good luck.
John North Ford, a great deal better.
Mark Sugar Schaefer out here at John North Ford Nissan. Manufacturers' rebates and incentives keep getting better. Financing as low as 0% on a lot of models. Have a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs that change daily.